Solar System Scale. The solar system is big. It took the Voyager 2 spacecraft 12 years to travel almost 3 billion miles to Neptune, even at an average cruising speed of 42,000 miles per hour. Create a scale model of our solar system to get an idea of just how mind-bogglingly far the distances between planets really are. Materials. A long strip of paper, at least 3 feet long, like register or receipt paper. Alternative. 3 feet of string or rope and masking tape. Pencil or pen. Scissors. Directions. 1. Cut the ends of the paper to make straight edges. 2. Label one end of the paper Sun and the other end Pluto and the Kuiper Belt. 3. Fold the paper in half, crease it, open it up again, and mark at the halfway point with your pencil. Label the mark Uranus. 4. Fold the paper back in half, then in half again. Unfold and lay it flat. Mark the fold between Pluto and Uranus with your pencil and label it Neptune. Mark the fold in between the Sun and Uranus and label it Saturn. 5. Fold the Sun end of the paper up to meet the Saturn mark and flatten to crease it. Unfold and lay flat again. Mark at the fold between the Sun and Saturn and label it Jupiter. 6. Fold the Sun end of the paper up to meet the Jupiter mark. Mark at the fold between the Sun and Jupiter and label it Asteroid Belt. 7. Fold the Sun end of the paper up to meet the Asteroid Belt mark and crease it. Mark the fold between the Sun and the Asteroid Belt and label it Mars. 8. From here, folding to get precise distances may be challenging, and planets are closer together. Fold the Sun end of the paper up to meet the Mars mark. Leave it folded, and fold that section in half again. Unfold the tape, leaving 3 creases. Mark the crease nearest Mars, and label it Earth. Mark the crease in the middle and label it Venus. Mark the crease closest to the Sun and label it Mercury. 9. Smooth out your scale model and admire your work. If you want to, decorate your scale by drawing the planets next to their labels. 10. Alternative method. If you cannot find a piece of paper at least 3 feet long, you can do this activity with a rope or string of the same length. Instead of marking distances with a pencil, see if a marker will be visible on your string or stick a thin piece of masking tape on the string and label it. Then follow steps 2 through 8. Thought experiments. 1. The farthest humans have gone into the solar system is to Earth's moon. Find Earth on your model. The distance between the Earth and the moon on your model is about the same width of the pen or pencil mark you use to indicate Earth's position. For a more precise way to show how small a distance it would be from Earth to the moon, you would have to divide the distance from Earth to the sun into almost 400 pieces. 2. Unmanned spacecraft take about 4 months to travel from Earth to Mars, while a hypothetical manned spacecraft would take at least 6. Spacecraft with humans on board travel a little slower for the astronauts' protection. On your paper scale, locate the distance between Earth and Mars. If it takes humans 6 months just to travel from Earth to Mars, imagine how long it would take to reach Saturn or even Neptune. 3. One big difference between your paper scale model and the solar system itself is that the planets are never in a perfectly straight line like they appear here. Each planet travels around the sun at its own speed. From time to time, a few planets might appear to be in a straight line with respect to Earth or the sun, but since the planets go at different speeds and often travel above or below the plane of the solar system, they will never line up perfectly straight. Your paper scale model shows an approximation of their average distance from the sun. Some planets travel a little closer or a little farther at different points in their orbit.